Coming up, why 66% of small businesses fail. And then I'll tell you about an industry that's trapping people that they need most. Oh, we'll look at recession chances, and I'm going to coach you up. It all starts right now. All right, here we go. The Ken Coleman Show is going, helping you win at work and win in life. We're looking at the whole deal. Relational purpose, professional purpose, winning with money, relationally, the whole nine yards, helping you with the whole deal with a heavy, heavy focus on the world at work because you spend more time there outside of your bed than anywhere else. So let's make it count. More money? Yeah. How about more meaning? Can you have both? The answer is unequivocally yes. Here we go. A lot of people are starting businesses. In fact, we've seen a spike as a result of the pandemic of new business starts, right? So there is an entrepreneurial boom that is happening. And I think that's great. I love the entrepreneurial spirit that is alive and well in America. I love entrepreneurs. I think small businesses are the backbone of the American economy. I know it. I think that solving problems in the form of a service or a product is a beautiful thing. In other words, I'm a capitalist pig. But I also want to warn those of you who are going, I think it's my time. It might be. It might not be. Might not be the right idea. So this is a warning. Alex, I want to make sure you hear this. My head's in this space a lot right now, helping would-be entrepreneurs, would-be small business owners who want to start something on the side, or you think you're ready to go all in. I'm going to be doing more and more content in this area. And here's why. The Economic Innovation Group reported recently that almost 5.4 million applications were filed to start new businesses in 2021. That means there were about 1.9 million more business applications in 2021 than there were in 2019. That's a 53% increase. I told you there was a boom. There it is. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 20% of U.S. small businesses fail within the first year. All right, so let's just do that. Alex, help me with my math. Most of the time I have to take my shoes and socks off to do complicated math. Some of you will get that joke about 5 minutes from now. 5.4 million applications were filed to start new businesses in 2021. Let's assume that they didn't just file, but they started. We'll just assume that. That's not true. But just for round numbers, 5.4 million. The data is clear. About 20% of those will fail within the first year. Are you kidding me right now? Are you catching that? That's over a million, right? 20% of 5.4 million is over a million. That's crazy. That's heartbreaking. Oh, can I also tell you this? Inside of all that heartbreak of a million plus businesses failing is the fact that there are broken hearts and dreams and money and bank accounts and all the things. That is a path of destruction. In other words, it looks like lunchtime on the Serengeti. Just bones and guts everywhere. After 10 years, only a third of businesses have survived. That's where we came up with that 66% number. I didn't come up with it. The data shows it. So it's hard to start and win and sustain the wins in small business. It's hard. I am not trying to be wah, wah, wah guy. All right. But what I am trying to say is we need to be aware of what is leading to all of this scary, awful data. Why? Because if we are aware of why so many are failing, then we ourselves don't have to fail. We could set ourselves up to win. people want to start their own businesses. They're always going to want to start their own businesses. But the reality is, if you don't set yourself up for success, you have very, very low chances of long-term survival. So I want to just walk through, as I love to do, some just basic strategies to win in your startup, whether it's a side hustle or all in. Number one, start small. Start small. Start small. That means I'm just going to offer my product or my service for free or next to nothing. I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to prove the concept. See, big difference. You know what the real mental focus needs to be when I start something? It's not to make money. It's to prove that I have a solution to a problem that people have, and then they agree this is a good solution. So we're proving concept. Making money is down the line. Offer your product or your service for free. Offer it in small doses. So start small is one. Two, offer the product or service for free. Three, offer the product or service in small doses. Don't overcommit. Okay, if you're going to get in the t-shirt business, don't order 5,000 t-shirts. You say, Ken, well, it's a better deal with bulk. I don't care. It might be a better deal, but you're also going to be stuck with 5,000 t-shirts or 4,970 because you gave 30 away to all your friends. And they were like, oh, geez, Ken gave me a t-shirt. I guess I got to take it. I wouldn't buy this t-shirt. Number four, listen to customers or potential customers. If you're not selling, you're giving it away. Give it away in return for, I need a really honest opinion. Incentivize people to tell you the stinking truth. Truth is beautiful. Years ago, I had the opportunity to be on an early screening in a screening audience for a movie. And they wined and dined us, man. They're like, we're going to give you this gift card. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. All so that you'll tell us the truth about the movie. Can I just tell you something? I had no problem telling them the truth because they're like, I'm incentivizing you to tell me the truth. I was like, okay, great. It sucked. Number five, filter the feedback, right? What's right about the product or service? What's wrong with the product or service? What's missing about the product or service? What's confused about the product or service? And then take that feedback and put it back into the product or the service. Iterate. Version 2, version 3, version 4, version 5, version 17. And grow at the speed of cash. Never take debt out to start your business. It's too much pressure. It's bad strategy. It's awful financially. You don't need to take out debt. I told you to go slow. And then repeat this process over and over and over and over and over. Why? Because I'm going to improve it. And then I'm going to be able to scale it once I know it's got a livelihood. Folks, I love the idea of starting a business. Start the right business. Start it the right way. Coming up, we're going to get in the news and take your calls. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you win at work and in life. Coming up in just a matter of moments, we're going to dive into two stories. And it occurs to me, you folks are amazing. And we're starting to get some more pinpointed suggestions. People are emailing, people are reaching out on social media going, Ken, I want you to address this issue. And it occurs to me, I like that. You want to have me tee off, sound off, dive into, teach on? I'm happy to do it if we feel like it's a great fit, but we love your suggestions. Ask at kencoleman.com. Send us an email, and Amanda gets them, and she forwards them on to me and Alex. So, you know, hey, I want you to cover this. What about this? What about this? Love that. Because, again, I am a man of the people. I want to help you with what you need. Let's go. It's time for In the News. All right. Headline out of the New York Times. Trucking companies train you on the job. Just don't dare try to quit. I thought, well, that's interesting. What's going on there? These trucking companies a little heavy-handed? Yeah, to say the least. This is unbelievable. So each year, thousands of potential truck drivers sign up for training with all these big, you know, freight hauling companies. And you ready for this? 9 out of 10 truck drivers leave their job. New truck drivers leave their job within a year. Uh-oh. Now, I'm going to pause here with this really, really bad data. If I'm a trucking company, I'm going, it might be time to look at how we treat people and make some wholesale changes. Because here's the other side of the story. If you've been paying attention to the news, you know where I'm going. If you're not paying attention to the news, we have a massive, massive deficit of trained truck drivers, and thus we've got supply chain issues, and that's why your hot dog buns cost 3 times as much as they used to. It's supply demand. I reported on this show not too very long ago. In fact, it was the end of 2021 that the trucking associations were saying that there was a need for 81,000 truck drivers in the United States. Folks, that's a lot. And yet we see data that new truck drivers, 9 out of 10 of them quit within a year. Let me give you a real anecdote, real story here. The New York Times highlights a guy by the name of Wayne Orr. Didn't realize that his foot was broken as he was driving back on a long haul from Texas to South Carolina. But he knew that his foot hurt so bad, there's no way he could continue driving. So he was a brand new driver, only a few months past his training period. And so he had to sit out for 6 weeks without pay. Then when his foot finally did heal, he discovered that his company, CRST Expedited, had fired him. Frustrated and needed a paycheck, hello, needs to take care of himself and probably others, he finds a new job driving for Schneider International. By the way, that's a fun word to say. I don't know why I take great pleasure in saying Schneider. And by the way, it's more fun if you go Schneider on the front of that. But you ready for this? After he starts driving for Schneider, he finds out that CRST was threatening to sue Schneider for hiring him. What? So then he calls CRST and they say, we're not taking you back either. Because his first thing was, wait a second, I'm healthy. Can I get back in the truck for you guys? No. And then they add insult to injury. Literally. You ready for this? They then say, you have to pay us the $6,500 back that it cost to train you, or you'll never be able to drive for another trucking company again. What is this? The crime boss family? What is going on here? Is this the freaking mafia? By the way, let me remind you what I told you folks at the start of the article. This is an industry that can't find enough drivers. And we're going to treat people like this who had a legit foot injury? He had signed a contract to work for CRST for 10 months in exchange for a 2-week training course. If he didn't last 10 months, the contract required him to pay the company $6,500 for the training. So what do? They hold him to the letter of the law. Now, why do companies do this? I don't want to make them the complete bad guy here. Because this is horrible leadership. I could set these trucking executives straight inside of 5 minutes. But they don't got any brains. They just do things the way they've always done them, and they don't realize what's going on. They're driving their own industry. And by the way, my freaking grocery price is up. Ken, why are you so fired up? Because this is affecting your grocery prices, folks. Oh my gosh. E-commerce is expecting Americans to expect quick delivery. Trucking companies face more pressure to haul more and do it faster. The American Trucking Association, as I said, has warned of a vast truck driver shortage. I wonder why. 9 out of 10 are quitting. Why are they quitting? Because you treat them like crap. Man, oh man. So these companies, by the way, have to then create this constant flow of new people coming in. It's crazy. So here's the deal. The cost of quitting. Thousands of aspiring truckers sign up for training each year, but if they quit early, they are pursued like they have debt from debt collectors. It's creating more shortages and now supply chain issues. Why? Here's what they're saying. We feel like we're throwaway people. CRST, that Iowa-based trucking company, would not answer questions from the New York Times. Of course they wouldn't. They're ashamed of themselves. And they should be. In other news, Walmart is figuring it out. I saw another headline today, Alex. Walmart is offering $110,000 starting pay to truck drivers. Now, you want to fix the shortage? Don't just entice people with a really nice compensation package. Treat them like people. You know what we ought to do? We ought to have, the Ken Coleman Show ought to have Truck Driver Appreciation Day in the near future. And we all honk at truck drivers. Instead of flipping them off, we go, maybe we could get kids to make poster board. Thank you for delivering our important goods. Truck Driver Appreciation Day. Let's think about it, people. If you like the idea, let us know. Maybe we'll do it. All right, another headline. 81% of U.S. adults are worried about a recession hitting this year. 81% of adults said they think that the U.S. economy is absolutely likely to go into a recession. Now, this is interesting, the breakdown. Republicans are more likely to think that there will be a recession than Democrats, as well as those who see themselves as financially worse off this year than they were last year. So forget, you know, how you vote. People who go, I'm worried that we're going to be worse off, they think that recession is a big part of it. So what is a recession? I think we hear words sometimes, and I want to make sure that you folks know what the true economic application of the word recession means. It is a significant decline in economic activity that is spread across the economy. So we're talking about hitting multiple different sectors of the economy. So for instance, think of housing would be down, right? In multiple areas of the economy, hiring down, unemployment up. You would see all these negatives in multiple areas of the economy. A significant decline in economic activity that has spread across the economy and lasts more than a few months. So you're talking about 4, 5, 6 months. Now you can say this is a recession. Some people are probably wondering, Ken, what do you think? I don't know if we're going to see that unless, let me tell you what I think will guarantee a recession. The moratorium on foreclosures, you know, delinquent mortgages, making people pay their student loans back. Biden kicked the can down the road again on that. When these things come home to roost, you know, not evicting people for missing rent, that's still happening in pockets of the country. If all that happens around the same time, you could see a recession. I don't know that it'll be a long-term recession, but you might see a reset, if you will, in the form of a recession. But here's the deal. Here's what I know. If you stay in tune with what we're teaching at Ramsey Solutions, we'll help you weather that storm financially. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. Hey, I want to remind you, ZipRecruiter is the number one hiring site in the United States because of their effectiveness. Their artificial intelligence tools are constantly combing the world at work, if you will, and job listings. And what they do is they're matching up open jobs to your profile, and they recruit for you. They send you jobs. They recommend your resume to companies. They keep you up to date all the time on what's going on. In short, it's the easiest way to get yourself out there. I would continue your own strategy as well. But because it's free and because they're so good at it, that's why I endorse them. ZipRecruiter.com. Go today. In just moments, you get a profile up. One click to submit a resume, one click to accept an interview offer. It's just so easy. ZipRecruiter.com. Go today. 844-747-2577 is the number. Brandon is on the line in Bridgewater, Virginia. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing, sir?
I am living the dream, Brandon. How are you?
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Where is Bridgewater? Is that over on the Eastern Shore?
Yeah, that's on the Eastern Shore. That's like central of Virginia. It's about 2 hours.
Yeah, I know where it is. Richmond, would you believe I played against Bridgewater Academy when I was in high school?
No, I didn't.
There it is. Really cool. I thought that was where you were from, and I wanted to make sure. So, yeah, know your area well. How can I help today?
Oh, so right now I'm just calling for give an update. So I called back in November and wanted to get your advice when it came to broadcasting because I wanted to get into that field. You might remember the call. You might not remember the call.
I'm sorry, but I get lots of calls, but I'm excited about the update. I love, by the way, that you're catching us up. So you wanted to get into broadcasting. What did we talk about?
Yeah. So wanted to get into broadcasting. Give me good tips when it came to just reaching out to radio stations and paying for a slot to just be on air and so forth. And so for me, I just got my foot in the door at a local radio station in Harrisburg, next to Bridgewater. And I just went in. They weren't hiring at the time, but I guess I made a good impression because I just got my foot in the door, just talked to the manager.
Here's what I want you to tell people. You were starting to get there, but when you showed up, did you just volunteer your time? How did you get your foot in the door?
So pretty much when I get my foot in the door, I just emailed, they have a website. And so I went on to their company website and I reached out to the broadcaster manager and also the general manager. I just said, hey, I'm looking to get into broadcasting. I would love your advice just to get into the industry. It doesn't look like you guys are hiring, but would like to just at least get your advice. So I just went in there, talked to the manager. And then throughout the few weeks, I just kept calling back every other day and just saying, is there any update? Because they told me we don't have a position for you, but we like your style and we're on we can open an opportunity for you.
Wow. So what happened?
So they gave me an opportunity to learn how to run the board. And so far, I've been doing a little on air when it comes to news. And
Oh my gosh. Joe Henkin, folks, is smiling ear to ear in the control room. There he is. Look at him, looking like he just got back from Hawaii. Joe runs the board for the Ken Coleman Show, but Joe did this in local radio, at WDUN, in Gainesville, Georgia. When I started on Saturdays, Joe was the guy that got stuck with me. Poor guy. He was on the Saturday shift and they put him on my show. I paid my way on, and Joe also has done news before. So this is fun, Joe, isn't it? I mean, he's getting in the right way. So how's it going? Like, are you doing this 5 hours a week, 10 hours? What's going on?
So far it's been part-time, I'll give it about roughly 20 hours a week.
Fantastic.
Going in early on Saturday and Sundays, 5 a.m. to about 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Joe knows that shift.
Oh, gotta love that time, I mean,
how does it feel? How did it feel the first time they trusted you to do a news update and you were on the air? How'd that feel afterwards?
It was a good feeling. I mean, it was pre-recorded, so I wasn't as nervous as when I went live for the first time. When I went live, it was kind of like sink or swim. I could, the first time I was going to go live, I took it out, and then, the guy who runs the news, he was just saying, well, got to do it an hour later. So I was just like, all right. So I was sweating up the ear to ear till it was time to go on. And then once I got on, I just went through it without a breeze and might have missed a few things, one or two things.
I'm sure you did.
A little, but
I'm sure you did. But it doesn't matter. You survived.
Exactly.
And now how's it feel when you do it, when they call you with a news update? Well, how do you feel now? What's the difference?
It's pretty good. I mean, just still learning the ropes, so it's all a work in progress getting up that climb.
Yeah, but my point is when they call you now to put it, so you get excited, you're not scared as much.
No.
Yeah.
Once they want me on the air, I'm like, let's go.
That's fantastic. So you're in, man. You are actually in. Now you're part time, and quite frankly, you're not very good right now, but that doesn't matter. You're learning.
Exactly.
Right? You're getting better. Do you see a path to where you could eventually do this full time? Do you see it now?
No, I definitely see it full time. Definitely doing a lot when it comes to networking and so forth.
Fantastic. Yeah, so. I'm really proud of you, Brandon. I mean, really proud of you. Yeah. I mean, you did this. You put yourself out there. Now, here's the deal. Continue to be faithful. Take every opportunity they give you. I don't care what time of day it is. If you're able to do it, you do it. You keep doing a good job. Keep learning. Turn yourself into a human sponge. And before you know it, you watch what happens. A door will swing wide open many times when you least expect it. And you, my friend, are going to be ready. You got it?
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Whatever you need, I'm your man.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling. That right there is really awesome. Really awesome. I'm going to tell a story that ties into this. I wrote about it in my last book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This young man, he took the advice I gave him, the proximity principle. I said, just show up at any radio station and figure out any way possible to get in. And he did it. There was a season where I was trying to get a hold of many local radio stations and I was getting ghosted. Didn't even know what ghosted meant back then. And here's the story I'm going to tell very quickly. While we are out trying to connect and put ourselves in proximity, don't miss opportunities just to serve and to help other people. When we're on this journey, sometimes we get so hung up in our own dream and desire that we miss opportunities to help. And I'm going to tell you a story of one of the greatest opportunities that led me to Joe Hankin and Gainesville, Georgia, and WDUN. So I'm miserable. I'm not making any progress. I'm holding pity parties every day. It's pathetic. And in the midst of this, I get a call one day from somebody who said, hey, Ken, would you be willing to have lunch with a friend of mine? She runs a nonprofit and they're trying to raise sponsorship dollars and your business does big time sponsorships. You've got expertise and I think she would benefit from having lunch with you and I. Would you do it? I said, of course. No questions asked. I go to the lunch, and in the midst of the, you know, you get to know each other, I'm asking questions about this lady named Elizabeth. And she mentions very briefly, my family owns several radio stations in Gainesville, Georgia. And I made a mental note, but I wasn't there about me. I was there to serve Elizabeth. Fast forward. I helped Elizabeth out that day. She was very grateful. 3 months later, I'm sitting in my basement office having a pity party about how no radio station will call me back. And I said, you know what, Coleman? Go back through everybody you know and see if you know anybody that knows anybody at those radio stations. So I started going one by one, and I came across Elizabeth Carswell, who happened to be the lady I helped several months earlier. And I remember she told me she had a radio station in her family. That's all I remembered. I emailed her. I said, could you talk to me sometime this week? She said, how about now? Listen, folks, I called her, told her the story. She said, who did you contact? I said, WDUN. General manager won't get back to me. She said, I'll take care of that. My brother Jay runs the station. I'll have you a meeting within a week. She did. We did the meeting. They're the ones that gave me a chance to get started on Saturday radio. Here's the point. Sometimes your greatest opportunities will come from helping other people. And then they end up being a tremendous connection for you. Don't miss that. In the midst of your journey, help as many people as you can help. You never know how that's going to come back to you. To me, folks, that is reciprocity in its finest. She was absolutely willing to help me because I helped her when there was nothing in it for me. You matter. You have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. As you know, at Ramsey, we're always looking to protect our listeners from scummy companies, slick marketing, and money myths. I'm George Camel, host of The Fine Print, where I do the research for you to help you rise above the system that's designed to keep you broke and in debt so that you can become confident in your money choices. Check out The Fine Print wherever you listen to podcasts.